all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. And if you start volunteering celebrities to get the coronavirus, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, volunteering them?
Last night, it was major news. Tom Hanks, he shared a social media post. He said he and his wife, Rita Wilson, have been confirmed that they have the coronavirus. They're down in Australia. He's filming a movie.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "We felt a bit tired, like we had colds, some body aches. Rita had some chills that came and went, slight fevers too. To play things right, as needed in the world right now, we were tested for the coronavirus and found to be positive. Well, what to do next? The medical officials have protocols that must be followed. We will be tested, observed, isolated for as long as possible, for as long as public health and safety requires. Excuse me. Not much more to do than take it one day at a time."
I think it's actually reassuring when you see somebody like Tom Hanks. Now, if it was a different celebrity, you might get a different feeling from the message. But
well,
I think somebody like Tom Hanks, like
he's
Mr. Rogers.
It was one of those things where you read it, you're like, "Oh, okay, everything's going to be okay," because it was Tom Hanks saying it.
On the other hand, it also says to you, everybody's going to get this.
Well,
a lot of people are going to be exposed to get this.
On Twitter, of course, people are like, "Not Tom Hanks. No.
You don't.
Anybody but Tom
Lord,
Hanks.
Not Tom Hanks.
So they,
save my Hanks."
I was on Twitter last night, and I was shocked by the amount. People were volunteering celebrities that should get coronavirus over Tom Hanks. And all I kept thinking is,
that's
all I need to know about you. Like, if you think that there's you get to choose.
Yeah.
What?
Remember when Post Malone was circling the New York City airport because he had a tire go out on his jet and people were like, "Well, I mean, that's just hurtful, Internet.
I don't understand.
Take it back, Internet. Be nicer, Internet."
From what the Twitter has decided last night is basically Eminem can go.
Right.
But we have to put a bubble around Betty White.
They're going with the percentages, right? They want the best of us to go on. Right? If you think that I'm going to let your client's Great Dane poop on the lot across from my house and not pick it up with a bag all the time, that's all I need to know about you.
What happened?
Caught you. The cameras are charging right now because I'm going to post it on Nextdoor app or my neighbor's app or my Ring app. I'm going to post it on all of them right here. This person constantly walks one of my neighbor's Great Danes down the street. All right? He's a busy guy. He's not home a lot, so he has dog walkers. They walk it down all the time. Never bring bags with that dog. Never bring bags.
I feel like a Great Dane's got probably big poopy.
It's bigger than a person. It's bigger than me.
The dinosaur poop.
Yes, yeah. It's absolutely like that. Mm-hmm. Across the street from me, it's not an empty lot. It's the back-facing area of a property. They have a driveway on another street across that way, and they have one on my street. They don't utilize the one on mine, so there's just a gate there, basically.
Yeah.
So nobody really maintains that area. My other neighbor does it for that one strip. They let their dog poop there all the time, and they don't bag it. Yesterday, my wife opens the door. You're gonna pick that up, right? Yeah. Gives the thumbs up. Never comes back.
Well, he probably did it to be spiteful.
Yeah. Well, today we're filming you. It's a mother and daughter dog walking team. And tomorrow, today we're filming you, and by the next time, if you ain't bagging it, it's going up on the app, people.
You're the poop police. That's what you are.
That's right. I'm going to be.
It's ridiculous. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. When were you asked to change your behavior at work? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. We can't touch each other anymore.
Yeah.
Just ever.
Well,
again,
that's right.
Yes.
There are signs all over the building there. And I'm cool with that. I like that. Now it makes it less awkward when that person comes up, because your automatic reaction around here is either throw out your hand or throw a hug. We're big huggers.
Yeah, when you walk into the studio, we hug, but now there are signs on every single door, and it says, "We are taking extra precautions due to the news of COVID-19 spreading around the globe. We welcome you to our facility, but don't shake hands, hug, or come into close contact with any of our employees or guests. Our focus is on guarding the safety and well-being of our employees, and we appreciate your attention in this important matter."
This is like if you have a personal assistant, right? If you're some sort of big deal and you go from room to room saying glorious things at meetings or whatever it may be, or you're signing autographs, whatever it is that you're doing for your role in life, this person goes in ahead of you, make sure that the fruit plate is where it needs to be, make sure that the veggie platter is good, shakes everybody's hands, and is nice to everybody before you get there. That way you've already got a leg up.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies out there that are putting a lot of changes into place now because of the coronavirus. But I mean, let's be honest, sometimes you go to work and they ask you to change the way you behave and the way you do things, and it's not always nice.
Yeah. How many times did you ask me to quiet down yesterday, Anna Zapp?
But you were so loud.
But
Raven,
you do it all the time. I'm loud.
Raven doesn't realize how loud he is.
Yep.
It is to the point where it is deafening. And, like, we could have all the studio doors closed. We're in a soundproof studio. He could be down the hall, and I could hear him screaming.
But to be fair, I'm just excitable, all right? Ugh. I'm just excitable, and that's how I talk. And that's how my voice is. It's loud. Now I am 44. I'm not changing.
All right. I've been told several times not to sing on the air, including last Wednesday, where there was yet another text message and email. And we were talking about how you're supposed to sing happy birthday while you're washing your hands for 20 seconds.
We were talking about singing. Told not to sing.
And I got in trouble because I for about 4 seconds, sang the ABCs, because you could also sing the ABCs twice through. I mean, I don't understand.
It's not like you're not a little pitchy, and you need to work on your breathing. But, I mean, there's been worse offenses, is all I'm saying.
It's not like I turn on the mic and I pretend like I'm Mariah Carey.
The best parts of American Idol are the terrible auditions, right?
How many times have we been called into meetings or emails saying that you got to stop?
Way too many.
That's why. When have you been asked to change your behavior at work? 1-800-330-9999. There are signs all over the studio saying we can't touch each other anymore. We can't shake hands. We can't hug. It's all because of the coronavirus. We get it, Santa on Raven. But there are plenty of times we've been asked to change our behavior at work. I've been asked to stop singing. Raven constantly is asked to stop speaking so loudly.
No, that's mostly you that asked me that. But you spend the most time with me, to be fair.
1-800-330-9999. Have you ever been asked to change your behavior at work?
Well, I was asked to change my pants. Got called into my boss's office and she said, do your pants have 5 pockets? And I was totally confused about what she was talking about. And I said, well, I guess so. Like that little extra pocket that they have on pants that are kind of like jeans. She said, no, those are not appropriate for work. You're going to have to change them.
I mean, she was an anti-cargo pant person. She was anti-cargo.
They weren't cargo pants.
They just had a little extra pocket. The one on top. You ever remember that?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's so weird. We got an email once that we had to stop wearing ripped jeans to events. That was before they became very popular and cool. Now we're allowed to.
Now we're required to wear ripped jeans to events. Right. And get tattoos.
The worst part about it, though, was that I then texted my friend to say, I can't believe I just got told about my pants. I'm so miserable. I think I have to quit. Then found out I actually texted that to my boss.
Good. Yeah, how'd that work out? You still working there?
No, thankfully, I left that place a while ago. Yeah, so now I can wear jeans.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, it wasn't that day that she left that place.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When were you asked to change your behavior at work?
For me, it was talking.
You talk too much?
I talk a lot. But at least according to them. I don't think I do.
What do you do?
I'm a janitor.
Well, I mean, so what's wrong with that? I mean, you're being friendly. You're around in the building. If you're coming in contact with people, it'd just be kind of creepy if you were standing in the corner cleaning something with gloves on.
Well, that's what I think.
Right.
But according to them, I talk too much.
There's a lot of friendly janitor movies that back you up, too. There's a precedent set for this.
Exactly.
All right. Did anybody tell Matt Damon to keep his mouth shut? Nobody did, okay? He just went in there and solved that equation anyways. And then they were curious. They actually wanted to talk to him more than he was prepared to talk.
Right?
You like apples, Anna?
Yeah.
Well, how do you like them apples?
Oh, gosh. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Have you ever been asked to change your behavior at work?
Well, we were told we couldn't go for walks outside anymore during lunch hours because they felt there was too much, like, construction going on. And I think it just might be because people were taking too long and, like, using exercise and as an excuse, which honestly is exactly what I was doing.
Oh, perfect. Right.
So my husband used to do this at his old job all the time. He had like a group of guys that they would meet downstairs and they would just walk around the complex.
Oh, yeah, there's like 4 guys that are doing that here now.
That's so funny. So that's what you do, but you are doing it just to waste time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I hope, as long as they're not listening. You know.
So funny.
And Ann Raven, what behavior did your work ask you to change?
I had to take a sensitivity class. I rolled my eyes at my intern, and then she reported me to HR.
Oh, that's ballsy. Let's be honest.
You know how many Ann Raven show interns there are at the moment?
None.
That's right. You know who's still got a job and is gainfully employed? This guy right here.
Okay, I understand. There's been certain situations where I've rolled my eyes,
some
too.
Of our interns?
I mean, they're very nice and they work for free, but...
When she applied, she told us she knew how to do lots of things. One of them was a basic Excel document. She doesn't know how to do any of that. And she doesn't learn either. Like, right. She can't do anything. But the Excel was the one we needed. And I was just eye-rolly about it because it was annoying.
Yeah. Right, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
It's all right. I forgive you.
I had to take a sensitivity class. Can you imagine? Was it an online class or you had to physically go somewhere?
No, I had to go somewhere.
Oh.
I had to go on a Saturday.
Oh, man. That's like detention.
Do you feel like you're more sensitive now that you've taken that class?
She's
smarter.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe not more sensitive, but definitely more strategic.
Right.
Eye roll in another room.
Yeah. Wear dark glasses, I guess.
Yeah, that was the end of the internship program. It's over.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not married.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the workday.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
Ever need life advice? You could always email my almost birthday girl tomorrow. She'll be turning 11 years old, Hayden. Hayden at annaandraven.com.
I can't believe it. 11 years old. Huh?
My baby.
He's practically a doctor at this point. It's legit now, right?
Yeah. Hayden, this one just came in, but I'm going to bump it to the top of the list because I think you may get a few more like it, okay?
Okay.
It says, Hayden, my school is closed for about 2 weeks, but my parents have to go to work, so my grandmother will be coming to stay with me every day. Any tips? It would just be me and grandma.
Well, some stuff you can do is you could sleep, you can play video games, you could read a book, you could, maybe you could play fashionista with our old clothes.
What's fashionista?
It's where you play dress up.
Okay, play dress up. What else?
You can make coffee for your grandmother.
When's the last time you made me a coffee?
Like last week.
I don't seem to remember that.
Maybe last month.
Okay.
I made my grandma coffee last week.
Okay. What else can you do besides making coffee for people?
You can make her biscuits.
So cook. You guys can cook together and bake together. That's actually not a bad idea. I'm sure a lot of grandmas would enjoy that. What else?
You can help her do her paperwork. Help her pay her taxes. But she has to pay. You just do all the writing.
What? What are you saying?
You write the taxes.
Does Nonna make you help her with her taxes?
No. But it's just an idea.
All right, so help your grandmother with her taxes. Didn't see that coming. Anything else? 2 weeks is a long time.
Have you ever wanted to rearrange furniture? It could be a surprise when your parents get home. Maybe they'll love it.
Or they can be like, why did you move our dresser against the door? I don't think you should ever rearrange furniture if mommy's not home.
Other things you could do with grandma, because rearranging furniture isn't appropriate for you.
What?
Grandmas love knitting. So maybe you can knit her a whole dress that doesn't have any straps and covers her whole body.
Like a strapless gown. You can knit your grandmother a strapless gown.
Yes, and it has to be strapless because that's what they like. You can buy the yarn at Michael's.
Okay. Wait. I think you've given plenty of suggestions. Anything else?
Yes. I know grandmas love Jeopardy, The Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune,
yes.
Family Feud. So maybe you could play Family Feud or the Wheel of Fortune or Guess the Price with your grandmother.
That actually sounds like fun.
Yeah, but you could play it with something really weird. Like you could play it with bananas or you could play it with money. Make some cash. You know grandmas love giving you money and pinching your cheeks.
I mean, that's true.
She's pretty dead on with a lot of this stuff. A couple things I want to just make note of here.
Yep.
My mom is a big knitter. Very good at knitting, okay?
Does she also only wear strapless knit
and
gowns?
And here's the thing about a strapless knit gown. Yarn stretches,
and
okay?
Not very supportive.
Now it's gonna be, right. It's just going to be, come. You know what I mean? It's just going to sag.
Can you knit a corset? I don't think you can.
I probably wouldn't do it. I'm just saying that there's materials out there that probably have more resistance to stretching. And, you know, we all need all the help that we can get. Right?
I also don't think we should be letting 11-year-olds do taxes. That's just my own opinion.
If you want to take the time to learn the new tax code while you're out of school for the next 2 weeks, I mean, that could be helpful down the road. Anything is possible.
Yeah.
Right? It's not the worst ideas.
If you need advice, email me, Hayden at annaandraven.com. That's H-A-Y-D-E-N at annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.
First, President Trump gave an Oval Office address to the nation. He asked Congress to approve a payroll tax cut, some other measures to help financially stabilize small businesses. Mm-hmm. But I think this is what people will be talking about this morning.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
In my lifetime, the biggest way that I can surmise it is I've never seen anything like this before. 9/11, they shut down flights for, what, 24 to 48 hours? This is a very, very big deal.
Well, it's funny. One of my girlfriends, her husband is in Dubai. So, like, we were, like, texting each other frantically. And then right. She's like, wait a minute. Dubai's not in Europe. He'll be able to come home. I was like, oh, okay. It's so confusing.
Well, they're going to make arrangements to get people home even though, because there is confusion. And there will be confusion, I'm sure, over the next day, next week, too. But, again, putting a lid on it.
Number two, the NBA abruptly announced that the rest of the season was suspended until further notice last night. This came after the league found out that one of the players, Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz, had tested positive for coronavirus.
They're doing what is sensible. They were already talking about playing without fans. Obviously, we've seen the NCAA announce this for March Madness now for both men's and women's. They're going to play without crowds. So it's a step. It's jarring, but it's there. I also feel it's a conspiracy by the Golden State Warriors because they feel like LeBron could have won it this year.
It's probably somewhat accurate. And the third big thing that everybody's talking about is Tom Hanks. He took to social media and he announced that both he and his wife, Rita Wilson, they're in Australia, and they both have been confirmed for the coronavirus. He wrote a really nice thing about, you know, they had slight chills. They're feeling fine, though. They're going to do what they're being told to do by the doctors. But their son, Chet, posted a video to social media with no shirt on. I don't understand why he didn't have a shirt on.
Oh, Chet Hanks. What did he have to say?
Yeah, it's true. My parents got coronavirus. Crazy. They're both down in Australia right now because my dad was shooting a movie down there. But I just got off the phone with them. They both are fine. They're not even that sick. They're not worried about it. They're not tripping, but they're going through the necessary health precautions, obviously. I don't think it's anything to be too worried about.
They're not tripping.
I'm just glad Chet Hanks didn't speak in his Jamaican accent because he does that from time to time. He's good on Empire, but he's also a little bit crazy.
All I kept thinking about was, like, this guy, he's making an announcement that everybody will watch.
The entire world.
Entire world wants to hear what he has to say because he's talking about his parents. And he didn't put a shirt on.
Tom Hanks really is Mr. Rogers and loves his son above all else because he's probably the worst spokesperson on the planet.
Stop sharing food. That's one of the guidelines that Vice President Pence set forth as he was coming out, talking about new guidelines, things we should do to try to protect ourselves from the coronavirus.
Right. Everybody's heard to wash your hands. Mm-hmm. Everybody's heard to cough into your elbow, that type of stuff. But this is an evolving situation. Information is good to have on hand. Thank you, VP Pence.
Well, the thing is, too, is that when it comes to sharing food, I don't really want to share my food, so I'm not 100% against that.
Right.
But there's plenty of things that you share that you probably shouldn't share, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I am very close with my family. We share everything. I remember, Raven, one time you got all upset because I came home from the gym. I was at my mom's house, and I had took a pair of her underwear because I showered really quick there.
I just can't.
I mean, who cares?
I just can't even.
They're clean. Clean underwear. What's the difference?
Things that I'll never share in my life. Bathing suits. Number one, you borrow my bathing suit, it's leaving with you. You're at my house and you've unexpectedly shown up without a bathing suit, it's leaving with you. I think my uncle Tom-in-law, he knows this. He's my uncle-in-law, Tom. Mm-hmm. He comes over, he always never brings a suit. He's the first one in the pool and they all belong to him now. Socks. You're not borrowing socks and I don't want to borrow socks. And drinks with kids, just because there's always like a cracker or a cookie in that mouth, all right? So once I give you my drink, it's yours.
We asked on our Facebook page, what are the things you never share? Richard wrote, my grandmother's recipe for stuffed cabbage.
Good call, man. Keep it to yourself.
Let's see. Kathy wrote, Lindt chocolate truffles. No, see, everybody's hoarding their food.
That sounds like hoarding.
Yeah.
That might be different.
Wait, Nanny wrote, toilet seats. What?
Well,
do you
carry your own?
Do you carry that?
That does seem strange.
You just put it over your shoulder.
Or are
like
they
a
talking
purse?
About going at the same time, like a love seat for a toilet?
Oh, that's so weird.
Alicia won't share water with me. With me.
Get out of there.
Yeah, she's so weird about it. I'm like, we made out this morning. Nope, won't change water.
Ew, TMI. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What would you never share?
I know my wife uses my razors. I know it. She says she doesn't, and she's a liar.
Jeez.
I've looked at the blades, and the leg hair does not look like face hair.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. No, it is different. I do the opposite. So my wife tells me not to use her razor, but whenever I hop in the shower, forget my razor half the time, and her razor is conveniently hanging right there. So I'm just like, oh, okay, right. Let me go ahead and take care of this. Yeah, you got to take care of the, there's some things for guys in the shower.
That's disgusting.
Not
both
my face,
ways.
But
It's one thing to share a razor with, like, I guess your daughter. It's another thing to interchange.
What would be the difference between a daughter and your husband? You share a towel, well, a toothbrush,
because
everything.
If he's using it on his face,
yeah,
and I'm using it on my legs, that's, yeah, like, it's different.
I mean, it's all DNA. I don't understand. And Aunt Raven, what should you never share?
I'd say toothbrushes and towels.
Oh, those are two things that Anna shares all the time with her family.
I mean, we live together. We're family. Why wouldn't we share those things?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She does towels between her husband, and her daughter. The whole family uses a towel. And then as far as toothbrush, yeah, goes, when her and her husband go on vacation, her and Paul, they share the same toothbrush.
We've been together since we were 19 years old. What could we possibly not share?
Well, it saves on packing. And generally, I'd agree with her. Like, you know, germs make you stronger usually, except not this one.
Listen, I'll leave a pair of socks home to bring an extra toothbrush. What are we talking about here, really?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's something you should never share?
Earbuds. I mean, they come back so nasty with all the earwax on it and sometimes hair. Oh, my God, it's gross. My husband always wants to use it, and I know we're married, but that is where I draw the line.
That's so nasty. Doesn't he have his own earbuds?
He's always losing them. He sits on them, he closes them in the door, and they break. So he just always tries to use mine.
I get grossed out by my earwax on my own earbuds. And I like to share things. I don't get grossed out often, but man, when I see that little bit of crust on them, I'm like, use my nail to pick it right off.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Oh, is it yellow?
Yeah.
It's better than brown. That's better than brown.
It's true. Oh. Carl and Jennifer joining us this morning. Jennifer, let's start with you. What's going on?
So we booked this awesome, amazing vacation to Turks and Caicos. Never been, super excited, can't wait. But he wants to cancel, you know, coronavirus and all that other good stuff. I said, let's just wait and see. I mean, I feel like that media is just, you know, overplaying this. You know, there's been Ebola, there's been measles. It's just always a big hoopla. And he said, if we cancel now, we can get a partial refund. I'm like, all or nothing, and just don't want to cancel, honestly.
I mean, Jennifer wasn't afraid of measles. I can't say I remember that outbreak. So maybe I'd side with him. I don't know. What's your side of this, Carl?
Well, hold on. First of all, when's the trip? I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
In May. We're going in May.
Oh, plenty of time. Well, Carl, why do you want to cancel?
Well, I mean, now, you know, if we cancel now, we'll get a partial refund. If we wait, that's money lost.
Yeah, Turks and Caicos isn't exactly, they don't give it away for free either, so I would imagine that it's a significant investment, right?
Yeah, and I'm not going to get quarantined on some Caribbean island for 3 or 4 weeks or 2 weeks or whatever it is they're doing to people. What if we get down there and the virus spreads down there and then say, oh, you got to stay in your rooms? What the hell are you going to do in your rooms for 2 weeks?
Watch the three channels that they have on Turks and Caicos. On the other hand,
right, the beach.
Yeah, could be the
snorkel.
Could be the only island where there is no coronavirus at this point.
You banana may
be
boat.
Last vestige of humanity.
Right, snorkel. So much you can do there.
Yeah, I mean, if they let you outside, that's one thing. Right. But he's got a point. If you're stuck in the hotel room, that's a little rough.
I know, but I think it's a little bit early to still be canceling a trip that's set in May. What we do is ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Carl. Better to be safe than sorry. If you can get a portion of your money back now, just do it and just wait and see what happens in the next couple months. You can always rebook if you have to.
Right.
But they may see your side too, Jennifer. Why are you going to take a hit when you don't even know what's going to happen 2 months from now? Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I think they're going to choose my side. So,
you know, I've just got one question. How much money are we talking about here?
$3,000. I mean, you're looking three grand, $3,500, somewhere around there.
That's a nice chunk of change.
But it's already spent. It's gone. It's like it's already out of the pocket. You know what I mean? It's not like it's a credit card that we're paying off. This is like cash money we use. It's already spent.
All right. Well, let's see what our audience thinks. They may agree with you. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Oh, interesting situation we're in. I feel like a lot of people are dealing with this right now. They've got travel plans for May. Carl says, listen, we are not going to Turks and Caicos. We are going to take this portion of the money and get it back while we still can get a refund. Even if it's not all of it, we're going to get that money and wait. Meanwhile, Jennifer disagrees, says it's not till May. There's months for this all to be over with the coronavirus and everything is going to go back to normal. And why are we going to lose money by trying to get a refund right now?
It's a very risky game of chicken as daily things continue to ramp up. So whose side are you on, Carl or Jennifer?
I'm looking at the text line. I'm on the wife's side. I work in healthcare and people are making a big deal over nothing. We are here working every day. Go on the trip. So many conflicting things,
I mean,
man.
I don't know. There was a speech from the Oval Office. It makes you nervous, right?
Well, yeah, but, you know, there's other ones that say go on vacation. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Carl and Jennifer have a vacation plan to Turks and Caicos in May. Now, Carl says if they're within the window right now, that if they cancel, they can get a portion of their money back.
Right.
Jennifer says, no, May. It's May. We have plenty of time. Why are we going to cancel our vacation and take a loss?
Well, Jennifer feels like the money's already gone, right? They paid for it. It's nothing that they have to pay back. They've already paid for this in advance. So she feels like, you know what? It's already spent. I'm all or nothing. On the other hand, Carl's like, $3,500 is $3,500. It's a good chunk of change.
It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. On the text line, I'm on the wife's side. Go on vacation. A lot can happen by May. Things should definitely calm down by then. Another text says, on the wife's side, I have a honeymoon plan for next week to Cancun, and I am not canceling. Totally agree that the media is blowing this out of proportion.
Well, I hope you guys are right. I really do.
One more text. My friend just postponed their Turks and Caicos trip, and they gave her a full credit to use within 6 months. Instead of a refund, try to see if they credit you. Not a bad idea. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I mean, let's be real. The National Guard is being called out to New Rochelle. My sister lives in Pelham. She'll be comfortable in her house. I know she would never be comfortable on some island that she knows nothing about, trapped in some hotel room that's already filthy.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm going to have to be on his side. You know, schools in my area are already canceling trips in May. So I think, you know, you got to be safe and sorry. Still get some money back while you can.
This is terrifies me. It's Ann and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Me and my wife have a cruise booked for April and we're still going.
Yeah, you know, it's so 50-50. I'm going to be honest with you. I plan on buying my airline tickets today for a trip I have planned for the summer because the prices are really low. And I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people, but it's true. And I feel like right now, if you buy, you're pretty much covered insurance-wise.
Makes sense to me.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jennifer, our audience agreed with you. Just wait and see, Carl. Just wait and see. Everything might be fine, and the money's already been spent. And just hold on. You still got 2 months ahead of you. You never know. They may change the policies going forward anyway.
Well, if I end up out all that money, I'm calling you guys back.
No, it's not much we can do. Right.
I'll answer.
Oh.
And then I'll be like, well, that's sad. And then I'll let you go. It's not me, the audience, man. Blame them. What can I tell you?
Yeah, you know.
Or you're going to have an amazing trip. You don't know. Again, it's early. Yeah. So best of luck.
We'll find out. Time will tell. Time will tell.
I have to be honest with you that, you know, I have a trip planned for the summer, so I go on a lot of the pages that they're in. And everybody down there right now, it's like this doesn't exist there. I don't know if they're just playing like that on Facebook, but I'm pretty happy about going somewhere where right now not everything they're talking about is a coronavirus.
Yeah, the problem is you got to get there.
All right. Well, Jennifer, you must be happy about that.
I knew it was going to happen. Thank you.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Beat Raven in pop culture trivia and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Alice.
Hey, Alice, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Alice.
Okay, Alice, here's how it's going to work. Raven is walking out of the studio. When that big old door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you can beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready?
Yes.
Number 1, Chuck Norris turned 80 years old earlier this week. What long-running action show did he star in as Cordell Walker? And he had a really sweet cowboy hat.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Number 2, Vin Diesel is starring in the new movie Bloodshot opening this weekend. Which tree-like character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe does he voice?
Root.
Number 3, the NBA has canceled the rest of the season after a player tested positive for the coronavirus. NCAA will have March Madness, but with no crowds. How many teams start in March Madness?
12.
Number 4, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have confirmed that they both have tested positive for the coronavirus. Tom met Rita on the set of this early 1980s comedy sitcom that Tom Hanks starred in.
Big.
And number 5, Rob Gronkowski is close to signing a deal with the WWE. What does the WWE stand for?
World Wrestling something.
All right, Alice. Well, I don't know. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Alice got 2.
That's not so good, Alice. I'm going to be real with you.
All right, number 1.
Let's see how I do.
Chuck Norris turned 80 years old earlier this week.
Oh, man.
What long-running action show did he star in as Cordell Walker with a sweet cowboy hat?
Walker, Texas Ranger.
That is correct.
I mean, Chuck Norris, he's the man.
Does Chuck Norris age? Have we seen a picture of him recently?
I mean, I tell you what isn't aging, his hair dye. His hair dye is legit. It's on point.
Number two, Vin Diesel is starring in the new movie Bloodshot opening this weekend.
Ugh.
What tree-like character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe does he voice?
Groot.
Groot is correct.
Yes, he says he's going to be Alpha Groot in Guardian 3.
Number three, the NBA has canceled the rest of the season after a player tested positive for the coronavirus. NCAA will have March Madness, but with no crowds.
Right.
How many teams start in March Madness?
64.
I would have accepted 64 or 68. I believe it's 68 this year, but 64 was last year and seems to be the norm, so
no,
I'm going to take that.
It's 64, and then there's four games that started.
I just Googled it and did all the research because I was confused, too, and it keeps saying 68.
Yeah, I think you're still confused, but
no,
I don't know.
I'll look it up. Maybe
they put it in there as an extra per conference.
But I said I would take either. All right, number four. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have confirmed that they tested positive for the coronavirus. Tom met Rita on the set of this 1980s comedy sitcom that Tom Hanks starred in. What show was that?
Oh, geez.
Oh,
I know this one.
I know.
Oh, this is going to bother me.
Go ahead, Alice. What is it?
Mork and Mindy?
No,
it's not Mork and Mindy.
It's Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies.
Yeah.
I was stuck on Mork and Mindy, The Odd Couple, and that was the third one right there. That's what I needed.
Number five, Rob Gronkowski is close to signing a deal with the WWE. What does WWE stand for?
Worldwide Wrestling. Oh.
You're wrong.
No, it's World Wrestling Entertainment.
It is World Wrestling Entertainment.
Right.
But, I mean, you did whatever. It doesn't matter because Raven won. He only got two, Alice.
Sorry.
But you do get your own Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right. It's Alice and I can't beat Raven.
All right. Hold on.
Better luck next time.
You. Got another shot to beat him coming up tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And make sure you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. A lot of information out there. Some real, some not. We thought we would go directly to the source. It's Governor Ned Lamont joining in on Raven.
Anna, Ned Lamont, how are you?
I'm doing great, Governor Lamont. But I know you're super busy. Thank you for taking the time to join us.
That keep me pretty busy.
I can imagine so. This is a crazy time right now.
You know, it's a crazy time. These viruses don't know any borders. We saw what happened in Asia. Then we saw what happened on the West Coast, especially in and around the greater Seattle area. And now we see it's on our borders in Massachusetts, in particular New York. We've had a few folks who have tested positive for the coronavirus, and we are testing more and more every day. And I'm afraid the more people we test, the more folks who are infected we're going to be able to detect and isolate and make sure they're not able to infect others.
Governor, we keep hearing about how contagious this is and that isolation is really key. In your press conference, you talked about the fact that there's going to be tents erected at most hospitals here in the state for testing areas and that there could be help with private testing partners as well here in the state. Ideally, if there was available, would it be best for people to be tested at home if we're trying to keep them out of the hospital building itself? What is the best scenario you see?
My understanding, Raven, is we are working on a home testing kit. I know that Bill Gates has funded something along those lines, but we're not there yet. So what we are trying to do is at least get the collection, which is before testing. So you take the swabs, you do that at a remote location, not inside the hospital. So people who might be infected are not entering a hospital. That's why they call them drive-by. We're locating one in Greenwich, Stamford, Stratford. We're talking to Bristol here. I think you're going to have 9 or 10 hospitals with this drive-through capability within a week or so.
That's impressive.
That's great information.
Governor Lamont, I feel like a lot of parents obviously are concerned about the schools. They're closing all these sporting events. I know that a lot of people in Fairfield County are really sad about all these things that are being canceled. My daughter actually doesn't have school today because of the teacher preparedness. Do you see that continuing? What do you see to be the path with that? Is there a path for that yet?
We leave that up to the local schools. But we have given strong guidance, recommendations that we don't believe having big events with big crowds is the right thing to do when we have this potential epidemic, which is so contagious. So that said, many are canceling sports programs. Others are limiting the size of the audience and asking them to show social distance, you know, 3 feet apart. Others are telecasting or live casting that. Different communities are handling that in different ways. As you probably know, most of the parades around the state have been canceled or at least postponed until we have a better handle on what's going on.
Governor, when you enacted the state of emergency here in Connecticut, and I know you've already asked plenty of state workers to work from home, putting in plans for more to be able to do so, do you see a time we could expect large gatherings to be paused kind of by state order at this point? Like, you know, almost like a snowstorm, right? Stay off the roads unless you're a mandatory worker. Do you see that coming if certain, you know, organizations continue to make plans to do things? I know most of them are canceling now, but
I think you're seeing some other states are beginning to lean that way. I do have the emergency powers now. Right now, what we're doing is offering clear guidance to our schools, clear guidance to our mayors, clear guidance to our business partners, and leading by example here at the state. We've told our state employees, be prepared to telecommute or work from home. We're telling in particular older state employees, since my age, not you guys, my age, we're a little more vulnerable. And so make sure that those folks are prioritized in terms of safety.
Governor Lamont with Anna and Raven, do you think this is going to get worse before it gets better? Or do you think we're at the epicenter of it right now, where this is going to be the worst and hopefully we're all going to get better from here on out as the weather gets warmer?
I know, Anna, that you're going to see more people infected. And that's based upon what we saw in China and South Korea, and Italy and New York and Washington State. So we can learn by example there. But that doesn't mean things are worse. We're better prepared for it. We're going to have the testing capability. We can isolate or people can self-monitor. We think we can bring this to a conclusion sooner than would otherwise be the case.
Follow-up, Governor. The National Guard, you had your commanding officer with you at the press conference. We see what's going on in New York. We know that they're there, ready to be called to action. Is there staging now at this point of meals, testing, tents? Anything like that? What does their preparedness look like, really?
They are prepared. They are always prepared. But while Governor Cuomo down in Westchester County has a containment area where he does have his guard involved in patrolling and delivering in many cases for seniors who can't get outside, we're not there yet. We don't have any of those containment areas. I don't foresee anything, but I'm ready for the unexpected.
Governor Ned Lamont, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it because we're all a little scared, but we're ready for this to be over. And it's nice to know that you're taking care of it and you're being proactive.
Look, hope for the best. I'm expecting that, but plan for the worst. Thanks, Anna.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor.